ads at the very end of a podcast are not as good for your sponsor, but it's the best for you. And so that's where you should give the lowest price. The middle of the ad is the middle price, and the front of the ad is the highest price.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It is Adam A. Adams, your host, your coach, your helper. And we're just going to be talking a little bit about monetization. And one thing that a lot of people want to do to monetize is they want to have commercial breaks. And so I'm going to dive into that and give you a couple of ideas, thoughts that hopefully will help you. And it really comes down to this, that there's options of having your ad toward the very beginning of the episode, somewhere in the middle of the episode, or toward the end of the episode. So I want to just throw out a few ideas and a little bit of the pros and cons. This will only take a couple of minutes. So I'll share this with you and I'll get out of here. And then I'll see you on the next episode, of course. All right. Dedicated commercial break is the main thing that I want to share with you. If you have a commercial in the first 60 to 90 seconds, like if it's the very first thing and commercials are happening before there's ever been any value dropped, you could be losing listener base. You could be like shooting yourself in the foot. It could be working against you. It's something that you don't want to do. So a lot of people say, if I'm a sponsor or an advertiser and I want to have my ad on your podcast, I might ask you to please put it in the front of the episode, because then I think that more people will be able to hear it. Well, it works against you and many cases works against your listener. And it just works against you because you're basically asking people to buy things before you ever gave them any value. So they're jumping onto the podcast, they're excited to listen, whatever, but you haven't given them a shred of value yet. And so they're just like, come on, like, why all the ads, right? You're not Josh Roganer, whatever that guy's name is, Josh Roganer. You're not him. Like, why do you have so many ads? So I just want you to be conscious of or to think about, if you are going to have somebody doing ads toward the beginning of the episode, I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to charge them a premium because it is a premium spot for them. I want you to charge them more than you would have charged them if you would put the ad where you want it to be. Okay, that's one thing. The next takeaway about this beginning ad is not to put it as the absolute beginning. At least give somebody the teaser and tell them what they're going to get out of the episode and then break into the commercial with a dedicated commercial break. At least get them hooked in and excited about the content before you put them through an ad. Okay. Make it not the absolute first thing. And the third takeaway from the beginning part is if it's not in your language. I've now had 3 total clients that have had English podcasts with ads that are in other languages. I can't say the exact language because I don't actually understand them, but they've had ads from other people. I didn't put those ads on there, by the way, but we're not even in their language. So it came out first and foremost. And so it doesn't even serve the avatar. It doesn't even help the avatar because like his listener or her listener spoke English. And so you probably want the ads to be in that tongue, that same language, just to kind of help everything. All right. So if you do it in the middle, here's the problem that I see a lot of people doing. It's not a dedicated commercial break. So what's going on if they're doing it somewhere in the middle is you've got an interview, you've got a lot of content, and it just like stops randomly. It feels awkward. It doesn't feel good. And it's a commercial or 2 or 3. And then it comes back to the episode and you're like, where are we, man? Like I just listened to 3 ads. Where were we? I don't remember. Or even if it's 1 ad, you're likely to forget, right? So where were we? I don't understand. Why are we in this place, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm suggesting is if it's in the beginning, you're going to have a dedicated commercial break. So you basically tell your listener what you're going to get from this episode is X, Y, and Z. We'll be right back after these messages. or in the middle, you might say, this episode is going well so far. This is what you've learned so far. After the commercial break, you're going to learn X, Y, and Z. We'll be right back. Okay. Additionally, you might have a dedicated commercial break that goes in between like your regular questions and then your standardized questions, like you going through somebody's journey or whatever. And then you have like, let's just call it your final five questions or whatever that you ask most of your guests. So like between there, you might say to your guest, are you ready for the final five? Are you ready for my listener's favorite part, which is the final five, you might say, or the lightning round, which is the listener's favorite part? And the guest says, yeah, I'm ready. And you say, great, we'll be right back after these messages. Great, let's take a quick break for our sponsor and we'll jump into the final five. We'll jump into the lightning round. And then you come back and you say, we're back with John Stockton and let's dive into the final five. John, what book do you recommend? And you keep going. Finally, ads at the end. Ads at the very end of a podcast are not as good for your sponsor. It's almost like the worst place that a sponsor could have an ad, but it's the best for you. And so that's where you should give the lowest price. The middle of the ad is the middle price, and the front of the ad is the highest price that you should be charging for people to sponsor your podcast. These are premiums. You might have a standard where all of the ads always go at the end. And if they're like, hey, can I get that at the beginning? I think it'll be more effective. It's at the beginning. And you say, absolutely. There is a premium. Instead of $1,000 a month, it's $2,000 a month. And I can get that going for you on the very next episode. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the way that you can control this. So the main purpose of this episode is that you have a dedicated commercial break, because I don't want it to be completely awkward that you're talking, and then all of a sudden an ad comes and then you come back in and nobody knows what's going on or where they were or remembers any part of it. It's just not going to serve your listener. And really the secondary things that you need to be getting from this is that you want to give value before you ever have an ad. You want to at least excite your listener and get them engaged and get them ready for a podcast episode before you jump into an ad. The next one is that you can charge a premium depending on where it is. If you want more help, by the way, on figuring out ads and all of this kind of stuff, it's not going to be a huge, long conversation. Okay. I want to just start there. But if you want help with this, I can at least give you the basics, literally for free, by doing a conversation with you. I can ask you questions about your show, figure out what you need, and offer a prescription on what you should be doing based on the information that you give me. It's just a 10-minute call. It's not huge, but it is free, and it is helpful, and it's worth a lot more than free. If you want to do that, just go to callwithadam.com. That link's in the show notes, callwithadam.com. And you can schedule a 10-minute call with me. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. And hopefully it's about you monetizing a show and having commercials and knowing what to do and how to navigate it. So I want to offer that to you now. Got any more questions on this? If I didn't solve your problem all the way in this short episode, schedule a call with me, callwithadam.com, and I'll talk to you then. See you on the next episode.
This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.